Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by the National Association of Manufacturers. Here's the latest shutdown buzz from 1600. Several different people inside the White House and on Capitol Hill tell us they are getting signals President Donald Trump might skip a government shutdown after all, and voice qualified support for a seven-bill spending package that funds border security at $1.6 billion. This package includes no new wall money as the president heads into divided government. The White House is expected to make a decision today. Here's a caveat, and it's a big one. This president changes his opinions quickly. But make no mistake, this would be a fold from the president and will be read as such by his base on Capitol Hill. The White House will try to sell this as a victory of sorts heading into the holiday. It would, however, be a recognition that the math simply isn't there for Trump as he pushes for a $5 billion border wall. Meanwhile, the Washington Post is reporting that a 7-year-old girl was taken into custody by Border Patrol and now has died of dehydration and exhaustion. On the 2020 front, the New York Times is reporting that Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders agreed Wednesday night that they both are probably running for president in a private meeting. And Rachel Bade, Heather Cagle, and John Bresnahan have the backstory on how Nancy Pelosi secured the speakership, including negotiating with Ed Perlmutter on the day of George H.W. Bush's funeral. Burgess Everett is reporting that Republican infighting continues in the Senate as a criminal justice bill advances. And on the White House Chief of Staff front, Axios is reporting that the president met with Chris Christie. Gabby Orr, Andrew Rustuccia, and Rebecca Marin have the details on David Bossi emerging as a chief of staff hopeful. And on the investigations front, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Trump's inauguration committee is under investigation over allegations that it misspent some of the $107 million it raised. And CNN is reporting that lawmakers are looking to haul Michael Cohen back before Congress. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Friday. The President and First Lady Melania Trump will attend two Christmas party receptions at 5:15 and 8:30 p.m. in the Grand Foyer this evening. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.